In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate one of the minor feasts of the Lord that's known after the name of St. Thomas. And in this day, the second Sunday after the resurrection, we know the story about Thomas doubting the resurrection because he was not with the disciples. And the reason we celebrate this particular day that in it there was another confirmation for the resurrection. And something very unique about the Lord whom we worship, how he is able to use even the weaknesses and the mistakes of his people and transform them into a reason for his glory and for the salvation of his people. It's very comforting to know that even if we do a mistake, or even if out of our weaknesses we come short of anything, God is not going to leave things up to us. He is going to use even our weaknesses and make something beneficial out of them. We can see this happening throughout the whole Bible, from the Old till New Old Testament till the end of the scripture. Of course, as we said today, this is the first example. Thomas doubt was the reason for the Lord to appear again to confirm for him that the resurrection is true and he rose with the same body that he received the crucifixion with. His doubt became a reason for us to rejoice because the confirmation of the certainty of the resurrection. We no more remember the doubt. It's not a day where we celebrate or we rebuke in it St. Thomas, but rather the Lord transformed the day into a day of a feast because he did something unique through the doubt of his disciple. We also used to see some contradictions or apparent contradictions between the different gospels. And we read the account here and there, and sometimes we question why there is some kind of differences. Things are not typical. But actually, God uses this apparent contradiction to prove the authenticity of the Gospels. How? If they are identical, then we might think that those people, they gathered to just write something and they agreed upon, it doesn't necessarily being true. As the people who are trying to attack Christianity, they say that Christ was never crucified and he never rose from the dead. His disciples just agreed together to write a story and make this a story that he rose so for other people to believe and to become Christians. But actually, this is not the case. Because if this is the case, we can find that the account are typical, identical between the four Gospels, and this is not the case. Of course, there is an explanation for every occasion where we can see things are not identical, because simply everyone was describing events from his perspective, what he witnessed. But again, God uses this apparent contradiction in order to prove to us that the Gospels that we hold in our hands are authentic. Those people were not copying each other. They were writing from what they have witnessed firsthand. Even the weakness of St. Peter, when he denied the Lord Christ, the Lord made use of it. When he asked St. Peter that when he come back and he restores him back, that he will go and strengthen the faith of the other disciples. We all experience weaknesses in our lives. We fall and we try many times and we have maybe some kind of weakness that we struggle with, and usually this kind of weakness frustrates us. And we feel like because of this one, my heart is broken. I cannot follow God faithfully to the end. Maybe actually God is allowing this so we will pity others. We will think of them, those people who are sinners, and we will pity their weaknesses. If we always are victorious, we have no experience with any kind of weakness. This maybe will make our heart to be exalted, and we will never be able to feel for those people who are struggling against us. Saint Peter in particular was entrusted over the responsibility of encouraging and strengthening the faith of other disciples, not because of anything unique of him, but because he is the one who denied Christ. How God in his mercy can use our mistakes, our weaknesses, our errors, our shortcomings to become a reason of blessings to us and to others as well. We see also in the Old Testament, one of the great judges of Israel, Samson, he went to the land of the Philistines, and he went there for an impure reason. He lusted for the Philistine woman. And we read that God allowed this in order for God to avenge the enemies of his people. God did not make Samson to lust the Philistine woman, but God allowed it, because when he went there and he had the conflict with the Philistine woman and his parents, then a war started. And this because of God's design and plan. This is the time for his judge to avenge the enemies of his people. It was a mistake. Everything was wrong from the beginning. But look here how God is transforming the mistake into a reason of victory for his people. God even used Moses' sin when he struck the rock twice against the commandment of God and instruction to just speak to it. And because of this, he was denied to go with his people to the promised land. This mistake also, God made use of it. Why? Because through this mistake, God confirmed with a symbol that Moses, that represents the law, cannot take us to the promised land. He can walk with us, yes, but the one who is going to cross the Jordan and bring us to the promised land is Joshua. Joshua means the Savior. His name is identical to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is Joshua. So even the mistake of this great prophet Moses, when he lost his temper and he struck the rock, was also used by God in order to confirm the symbol that the law cannot lead us to the promised land. Only the Savior, Joshua, can do this. Also, God, we can see him transform the curse, the sin of Adam and his transgression that led to his death and ours, into the greatest gift, that is the incarnation of the Son of God. If Adam did not sin, he would live for eternity in the Garden of Eden. Maybe God will take him to the kingdom, his kingdom later on. But we wouldn't enjoy the incarnation of the Son of God. God becomes man for us. He comes and be like us in order for us to encounter, have an encounter with him. And we become like him. And through the incarnation, we receive blessings much, much more than what Adam could have attained if he did not sin. All of this is not a call for us to be loose, or that we sin, or we live a life that's not pleasing to him. But this is something that comforts us, that even when we sin, unintentionally, or because of our weaknesses, or because of whatever reason, God in his mercy, who is after our salvation, will still use the error and the mistake to transform it into a reason of blessings for his glory and for the salvation of us, his people, whom we trust him with our salvation and our life. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.